Now, it's an amazing idea to hire a bookkeeper, especially if you're really trying to grow your law firm. Because when it comes down to growing your law firm, what you don't want to do is you don't want to start making decisions that you thought were the right decision, only to find out within a couple of months that it puts you in a financial hole. So here's one of the examples that I share with a lot of law firms is I was working with a law firm, and one of the things that they were in a tight time frame of trying to get some work done, so they went out and they hired some people, and they made some commitments on salary arrangement, and they set kind of what that person's target billable work would need to be each month. But what they didn't do is they didn't run through the numbers to get an idea on, like, hey, does this make sense for my firm? And by the time we started working with them, we realized, like, hey, based on the salary you agreed to pay this person, and based on what's happening in your business financially, like, it's going to be very difficult for you to be a profitable law firm because we didn't kind of run through some numbers on the front end. So we had to do a lot of reworking. They had to go back and have a somewhat awkward or uncomfortable conversation with the person that they just hired a couple of months ago because they had agreed to something that wasn't going to work out in the best interest of the firm. And so that is why I tell people, if you're going to be growing your firm, you want to make sure that you have reliable financial information that you can look at, that you can consider, and that you can start to run some basic analysis. So here's a very basic analysis that you can do is when you're looking at your employee ROI or your employee return on investment. And what that simply means is you're looking at how much am I going to be paying this employee? Now, you want to include their base salary. You want to include the employer's portion of payroll taxes. You also want to include any potential bonuses that you think they're going to earn. So that's going to give you, hey, this is the total cost to the firm of how much it costs to have this person work here. And then what you want to do is you want to compare it to, on average, how much revenue is this person going to generate for the firm? And you compare those two numbers, you can start to get an idea on, hey, is this person going to produce more revenue than they cost? If they are, that is great. But it is also good to keep in mind that there's a rule of thumb. In general, a lot of law firms tend to look at it and say, hey, you know what? A lawyer probably should be able to create about three times what they cost when it comes down to the billable work that they do for clients or whether it's flat fee work. What you really want to do is compare and say, all right, how much money is this person generating in revenue? How much does this person cost? Now, when you're looking at some type of analysis like this on a regular basis, it gives you an idea on, like, hey, is this person working on the right thing? Hey, can I give this person some feedback or do they need to work on different types of cases? Because you want to know that, hey, the people that you are paying to work in your firm are actually helping the company become more profitable. Because if they're not working at a level where they are generating more revenue than they are costing you, eventually that's going to catch up and it's going to show up in your cash flow to where you, as the firm owner or you, as the partner of the firm, you're going to have to take money out of your pocket and put it into the business, which that's not going to be a sustainable thing long term. So you do want to look at things like that. Now, one of the things that would be very, very helpful is for you to create a process where you can analyze that on a regular basis. And not only that, is you can set targets. And that is a great thing to work with a financial coach on, is to really help you think through those type of things. Like, how do we take the data that's in our law firm practice management system? And how do we take our financial data? And how do we create a consistent process so we can monitor this every single month? We're looking at this to say, okay, all right, what did our staff cost? How much revenue did our staff produce? And then you can look at it by individual person, which is going to give you a lot more insight to help you understand, hey, where might we need to shift our workload? Because let's say you have one attorney who is producing four times what their salary is. And then you have another attorney who's only producing maybe one and a half times their salary. Maybe you start to look at it and say, hey, are there some things that this attorney who's doing 4x is doing that this attorney who's doing 1.5x, what's the difference? And is there opportunity for that other attorney to start doing more revenue generating work so that they can start adding to the bottom line of the business? Now, you may be asking, like, okay, all right, where did you get this three times, salary from? So if you think about it this way, one way to look at it is whenever you get any money, the first one third of it is going to go to covering salaries. Another third is going to go towards covering covering your overhead and business expenses, like your marketing, all the things that it takes to operate your business. And then the other third is going to cover things like the owner's compensation, profit for the partners, or taxes that have to be paid. So if you think about it in those three buckets, then it helps you understand why your attorneys and your legal staff should be producing about three times what they cost, because what they're doing will help cover the cost not only for their salaries, but it helps cover the cost for the rest of the business, as well as the profit and the compensation for the partners and the owners of the firm. So if you've never done an analysis like this, it is a great time for you to work with a financial controls coach or to have a conversation with your bookkeeper about stuff like this, because these are basic analysis that can be done on a regular basis to really help your firm go to the next level. Now, we're doing this a lot with so many different firms. As I run an accounting practice where we do bookkeeping and CFO work for lawyers, and right now we're having a little bit of a wait list because a lot of firms are realizing that they need it. But I'm always interested if there is someone on our team that you want to talk to about, hey, how can we do this analysis for you? You can definitely reach out to us. We'll share our contact information below the video so you can reach out to us and we can see, hey, how do we schedule a time to make sure this doesn't become a problem for you?